So what if you were the former president of the country of Mexico?
Is this Vicente? Yeah.
This is, no, this would be Calderon.
Okay. Uh-huh. Say, oh, I love a good Calderon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says, I may be looking for a gig.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe looking for a gig when I get finished being president.
And so he would?
Talking to Harvard.
About?
A job.
As
a check getter.
Oh, you mean like the comptroller? Or
yeah,
what?
Well, no, like he'd be like a lecturer or professor. Anyway.
Oh, a check getter. Yeah. I see.
Is he going to illegally immigrate to make this happen?
No, let's not talk like that. Harvard, Georgetown, Stanford, but the leading candidate right now would be the...
San Jacinto College.
That's right. How did you know?
San Jack?
It's Texas State. He just wants to be near that football program.
That's right.
We're really pleased to have him here.
University of Texas at Austin appears to be the leading.
They're on every list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. For over a year.
Yeah, if they don't take him, he will go to Texas State, though.
Yeah. Well, he's in the neighborhood.
That's right.
But to answer your question.
Could go to St. Edward's, you know, that's closer.
He'll be a visiting professor, I'm sure, something like that. We'll see. See what happens. Once again, another security nightmare. Would you want that? I mean, do you want the former Mexican president to be on your faculty, on your campus?
I don't know.
Be such a huge security threat?
I don't know.
Sure. You think they're former presidents? Do they get bodyguard, you know,
I don't know. I wonder,
for the rest of their lives?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure. Huh? Who knows? You know, one of the things that Steve Ogden was here yesterday, one of the things we talked about, and I don't remember if we talked about it on the air or off the air, but how... You know, nothing, we're not hearing Bush 43's name at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is completely quiet. Obviously, we talked about earlier this week, Bill Clinton being, it would appear, asked to ride in on the steed and once again pump up the Democrat Party about their candidate. In the meantime, 43 goes, yeah, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
I think there's no one enjoying being a former president perhaps ever before than this man is.
Yeah, he's... pretty much doing what he wants to do. And again, he did not come in to try to build the party and become the leader. He came in. He was president for 8 years. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's, you know, he makes a little money. He wrote a book. His wife wrote a book.
Oh, he had a little money beforehand.
He did.
That's true.
And, you know, probably can get a ticket anytime he wants to the baseball game.
So he probably doesn't need to do the lecture thing or, you know,
that's true.
Get cameras on him if he doesn't want to.
Go to the swap meet in Pampa.
Yeah.
No. Goes to Canton.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Canton.
That's
first Monday.
Yeah, gotta go do that. Yeah, uh-huh. Here we go. So anyway. Well, it's returned to the campaign trail.
For?
It was gone, but now it's back. It's TOTUS.
TOTUS?
TOTUS. The teleprompter of the United States.
Oh, it came back.
It did. It has.
Because he was going off prompter when he made his famous statement in Roanoke, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That was the problem. He was off script when he did that. And what Chase is talking about is that you didn't build it thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you want to peek behind the curtain,
that's right.
That obviously is what this man's thought process is.
Sure. If that's stream of consciousness,
then. Yep.
There you are.
Yeah, he got caught up in the moment, and the next thing you know, we hear people going, what?
Yeah. Where's the Minority Business Owners Association on those
mm-hmm.
comments?
I mean, that for me, that ranks even higher than, I don't care what happens to the country, my children will be fine, which was a pretty amazing statement for him to make. But nonetheless, it's back, made its appearance at Rollins College in Orlando, Florida. Are they at a point where there's not a school he hadn't been to in Florida? I mean, he's pretty much hitting them all. Rollins College. You don't even know the nickname of them, do you, Chase?
I really don't.
No.
I just figure if Rollins College is on the list, then an ITT, you know, tech can't be too far
That's
behind.
Right. He'll be swinging by and stop in. Anyway, yesterday the president used a teleprompter for his remarks aimed at Mitt Romney's economic proposals. So see how all that goes. CNN reports the Obama campaign has already signed a $77 million TV ad buy deal, 30-second commercials, 8 battleground states through Election Day. Through yesterday, the campaign had spent at least $106 million in general election ads, more than twice as much as Mitt Romney's. Okay, that means Romney hadn't even made the buy yet.
Right.
It's gonna be like car dealers on the news, okay? I mean, They're just going to back up one after the other, one after the other. They're going to be governor's races going, hey, we're over here.
Stations will find it difficult to not run them back to back, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I just saw that Barack Obama commercial.
Car dealer commercials. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
One then the other right after that.
I'm going to get a former football coach to be a spokesperson.
I might do that.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney wants Harry Reid to either put up or shut up. You know, amazingly, and it's funny, if you haven't seen Jon Stewart's rant on Harry Reid, where he talked about, you know, somebody at Bain Capital came to me and told me that Mitt Romney hadn't paid taxes in 10 years. Now, I can't tell you who it is, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I just heard that, so I thought I'd tell you. And so yesterday, Romney is on Sean Hannity's show, and he says, Harry's going to have to describe who he spoke to because that's totally and completely wrong. And then, of course, as Stewart took Reid to task for bringing up Mitt Romney's deceased father, as if your father would really be ashamed of you if he were alive. Mm. Couldn't we say, as he said, couldn't you put a dead muskrat on your head and ask for a birth certificate? And he showed a picture of Donald Trump. if you don't have any backup, you could say anything about anybody. Anything. Golly.
Mitt Romney used to drown kittens.
I don't have any proof,
He just looks like a guy that would.
That's right. Yeah. Guy that would put a dog on top of his car. Yeah. Had to have drowned kittens.
That's right. Now,
we actually had a president that picked up his dog by their ears.
Yes, we did.
Right.
And we got the pictures to prove that one. Well, you know, you always hope that the print media will go to those places to do the deep digging that sometimes the electronic media can't or won't do.
Oh, they're back at Wikipedia?
Yep. Thank God the Boston Globe. This may be Pulitzer stuff. I'm just saying. Somehow they got a hold of Romney's report card when he was a freshman at Cranbrook School in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Yeah, they do. 1 B+, 2 Bs, a B- and a C. Oh, my God! How could this man be qualified to be president of the United States?
Well, he's obviously not, so.
Thank goodness we had the Boston Globe there to show us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is in politics or stupidity. Sometimes they really are hand in hand.
It's a fine line.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, really. Testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday, it was noted that Amtrak,
that'd be the train.
It would. Uh-huh. Lost $84.5 million.
Oh, but it's still a viable enterprise. Yeah.
Now, this is just in selling food and beverages on its train last year. And in the last 10 years, $833 million they have lost.
Huh.
Amtrak sells a can of soda on its trains for $2. Go ahead and ask me what Amtrak pays for that. You can ask me.
How much do they pay for that?
$3.40 for a can of soda.
Hey.
$3.
Now, wait, no,
they pay.
No. How is that possible? They could send somebody down to Kroger and get like four 12-packs for $10 or something like that.
It's a government contract. They pay $3.40 for a can of soda and then sell it to their passengers for $2.
Now, did somebody with the government not take high school economics?
Then they got the cheeseburger that retails for $9.50 on the rails, and it costs U.S. taxpayers $16.
No, it doesn't. That's it can't.
I'm telling you. That is it.
I'm incensed.
This is worse than $100 toilet seats.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's worse than $20 muffins or whatever they were.
Taxpayers ended up subsidizing $68,000 in losses in 2011 for each Amtrak food service employee.
Why didn't somebody put their foot down here? I mean, this is insane.
I agree. And you know what? We can talk to any elected official on the federal level and say, boy, that's terrible. That is really terrible. And there won't be a damn thing done about it.
Yep. Well, we talk to one every week or so.
And I'll ask
him about the cheeseburgers
and
the soft drinks.
But the problem is he's not on the committee that will do anything about it. I don't know what committee that is. But, we'll talk to him. They're out of session. No, they're not. The House said that they may stay in session through August. We'll see. Of course, the Senate's gone, so they can't get anything accomplished. We'll ask him about that. But, yeah, there you go. That's Amtrak, and that's how they're
Guy.
Yeah,
Feel, you ruined my morning. It's not even 7.
Feel pretty good, yeah.
First,
yeah,
an official. Yeah.